Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, May the 7th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. Reaction Monday. What'd you think of the weekend? What'd you think so far? The weekend's not over because they have Clemson baseball tonight, so it's not really. What'd you think so far of the Clemson-Florida State series? Tied at one right now. 13 innings. Florida State takes the Saturday night game 3-2. And the Tigers come back to win 12-7 yesterday. Gamecocks take 2 out of 3 from Ole Miss. We'll tell you about the rest of the ACC and the SEC as the show goes on. What do you think about former Oral Roberts post player Javon White selecting Clemson 6'10", 230-pounder? 2 years to play, too. He'll be eligible immediately. And 10 points and 9 rebounds a game. That transfer market's crazy. This is Clemson's one-and-done and two-and-done guys now. Like Mark Donnell is a Clemson's one-and-done guy. A little bit different than say, Duke or Kentucky one and done guys. Have the 2018 Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame to talk about. We'll get to that. I thought some very deserving honors there with most of them. But anyway, yeah, very good job there. We had Jason Day winning the Wells Fargo event. Tell you what, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and the rest of the PGA Tour crowd. NBA playoffs from the weekend. In case you missed it yesterday, Warriors beat the Pelicans in New Orleans 118-92 to take a 3-2 lead there. We had the Rockets beating the Jazz 100-87 to take a 3-1 lead there. Saturday night, Celtics down the 76ers in Philly, 3-0 lead there. Brad Stevens is a genius coach of the Celtics. Cavs beat the Raptors, another LeBron buzzer beater, 105-103. 3-0 lead there. So Celtics can wrap up the Sixer series tonight. Cav at 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock, I should say. And at 8:30 tonight, TNT. Both these games TNT. Cleveland can wrap up the series with the Raptors. We had NHL hockey from the weekend. In case you missed it yesterday, Lightning beat the Bruins 3-1. They won the series 4-1. I was glad to see a Boston team get out of it. Knights beat the Sharks 3-0. Saw the great sign this weekend on one of the establishments in Las Vegas. It says Shark Week's been canceled. Sharks been eliminated now 4-2. Las Vegas moves on. What a great story that is to see the new franchise playing as well as they played. I'll ask Zach about that coming up here in a second. Saturday night, my buddy's a big Caps fan. He was happy because as they watched the Caps game after the Kentucky Derby, Caps won 6-3, doubled up the Pens. They lead the series 3-2. Jets beat the Predators 6-2. They lead that series 3-2. So tonight, 2 games. You have the Caps going to Pittsburgh, trying to eliminate the Penguins, and the Predators going to the Jets. Jets trying to win that series. We have the Yankees on fire in Major League Baseball. That's awfully good to see. 15 out of 16, including some walk-offs and home runs and electric stuff there. Braves playing well. The Red Sox playing well. Talk a little bit about that. We had a very sloppy Kentucky Derby over the weekend. Justify wins. A little thoughts about that. And then the painful Yadier Molina stuff over the weekend. Hated to see that. Besides that, your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, and great segment two coming up. A lot to do today. Looking forward to it. Your reactions to a Monday and then going on because of the baseball stuff, and that's a ESPN2 game tonight, I think it is. Because of all that, really looking forward to hearing from you. Really looking forward to your thoughts on the weekend. Telephone number here, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our healthcare text line, 986-1566. Our Twitter feed, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. And the aforementioned Mr. Orr, the true star of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I couldn't be better, man. How about yourself?
I'm happy to hear that. I'm doing well. Doing very well.
How's your weekend?
It was a little shorter than I probably would have liked.
Working?
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah, we were here doing some baseball games.
Yeah.
Had a good little time.
So, season winding down, though.
Yeah, you're in the last home stretch of games here at Doug, and we're excited about it.
Yeah. And then we've got, now you still got a good long, hopefully a long time.
Sure.
For this crowd.
Sure. Hopefully you have some regionals, maybe some supers in there. We'll see what happens going forward.
Well, Omaha.
What did you get into this weekend?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh.
Friday, played golf and played well, as a matter of fact. And then I had some friends over for dinner. They brought dinner, which is pretty cool, I thought. And then Saturday, got up early, played golf, went to a buddy of mine's derby party, watched a little Clemson baseball in the derby, then went to Clemson baseball game thinking we'd go catch the last couple of innings. Instead, we caught almost a full game.
Sure.
And then Sunday morning, had a bad headache Saturday night just because my kind of a neck issue or something. So slept in, went to a late church service about 11:30, and then went over to Table Rock.
You climbed Table Rock Sunday.
Yeah, a little five-hour excursion.
How the old legs feel?
My legs feel okay. I got a little back spasm, but that was because I stayed in bed too long Sunday morning. My calves are a little sore. I could tell I walked a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, they burn a little bit.
Took Marley up there yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've been, hadn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's about two and a half hours up.
Yeah.
It's about 2 hours down. But on the way down, saw a really cool thing.
What's that?
A bear.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, he was a pretty good little piece from us. He was across a ravine. And he wasn't a full-grown, how big a bear are you kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something you don't see. I've only seen two in nature before. This is my second one.
I've never seen one in South Carolina.
Really?
They're not usually down this far.
Yeah, but you see one at home maybe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of those animals that it's pretty doggone cool to see,
No, yeah, like I said, they're not usually down this far in the country.
Yeah.
But that is a really neat experience.
We heard it
dangerous
first.
Experience.
Yeah, but we heard it for, and by the way, it was over 100 yards away from us.
Sure, but.
So it was nothing that, of course, I was looking out for mama, that.
People don't realize how dangerous those things are.
Yeah.
Because they're, they look, big, fat, and fluffy.
Oh, no.
But those things are just muscle.
Yes.
It's muscle. The fat on the exterior is to keep them warm in winter.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is just muscle. The claws that they have on them are unbelievable. The paws, it's ridiculous.
Now, let me be clear. We were, 100, 120 yards away.
Sure.
So, and it was a big ravine between us.
And it was an adult or was it a, what was it?
It was not a little baby cub.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not look like a full-size adult. I'm not sure how big the bears get here, so I'm not really good at the scale.
Sure.
I would say that judging from, it was bigger than my Labrador. So my Labrador, when it's fully healthy and young, was about 80 pounds. I'd say this thing's 120 pounds or so.
Mm-hmm.
But not a massive bear or anything. But not a little tiny little cub that you'd see like rolling around, on Discovery Channel or something. So I'd guess maybe, maybe a year old maybe. I don't know.
Did the dog see it?
No. Now, again, we heard it because of all the leaves. We heard it first.
Sure.
But again, that's just kind of a cool thing to see. So we did it, though. It was nice. You know, and you know, up there, I've seen all the views before. You know, if you want to see a view, just look on it. Just Google it. You'll see a view.
Yeah, it's different when you accomplish it yourself. You get up there. Yeah. It's a good little hike.
It's a good hike. It's fun, but it's a long way.
Yeah.
So, but the point there was, man, like, I missed all the sports yesterday. I didn't see. Now, I came home and watched SportsCenter. But I didn't see any. We listened to some baseball on the way home. But I didn't see any golf, any other basketball, any basketball in the NHL. I had to go on the internet last night and, like, see what happened. It's kind of crazy. You know, like, I have no idea what happened in the NBA. I have no idea what happened on the PGA Tour. You know, it's kind
of out there hiking instead of watching sports like the rest of us.
I got one text about Clemson giving up a couple of home runs early to Florida State. That was it.
There was a 15-mile-an-hour wind out to left field.
Yeah.
And just ridiculous amounts of home runs yesterday. I think there were 7 home runs yesterday.
We turned on the radio, and it was in, like, the 6th or 7th inning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this ain't going to be good. Because the text I got was, Crawford's still in batting practice.
He was.
And then we get the text. It's like, hey, wait a minute, man. Clemson's winning. I mean, we go get in the car. It's like, wait a minute, Clemson's winning. Of course, I just wanted a Gatorade at that point in time, too. I wasn't really concerned about Clemson baseball.
I'm just trying to stay alive at that point.
Yeah. But, yeah, great win for him, huh?
Yeah, it was a good bounce back win. Yeah. Obviously, Saturday, you were worried on Saturday, after that Saturday game.
Yeah.
Things did not look good for you. I think you had 6 hits over the course of the entire game.
Yeah.
Which isn't a terrible number, but those hits were so far and spread out. They were making mistakes on base pass. They were getting picked off. They were getting thrown out, stealing. It was not a Monty Lee coached game, like a typically Monty Lee coached game. It was sloppy, and it cost them. They lost that game pretty easily, actually.
Hey, did you watch the game Saturday night? I know you listened to it. Did you watch some of it Saturday night?
Did I watch a Saturday game?
Yeah.
No.
Did Don and I believe Brad Owens was with him.
He was.
Did they make any reference at all about the balls and strikes?
they did. They have, obviously, the stadium has the stat track, not stat card, the tracker system. I don't even know what you call it. So they have a general idea of where the stuff should be. And old Cuzzo behind the plate there was missing pretty routinely.
We got tickets on the second row, not in the green seats, but the next one, in other words, like the 5th row.
Not a big deal.
Well, some buddies of ours gave them to them. They're big donors. And so, and Meredith got on me, but man, I got all over the umpire. Like, for both teams.
You were the one of the guys that was yelling under my crowd mics?
Yes!
Dang, man, I had to turn that thing down.
My question was, how do you get two top 10 ACC teams and get a Southern Conference umpire back here? Dude, he was terrible. Like, and I'm telling you, for both teams. I'm not saying he cost the game for Clemson. I'm not saying he cost the game for Florida State. No, I'm just telling you, man, like, it was so wildly inconsistent. And Zach, I'm telling you, man, it was a ball would be almost a foot off the plate and he called it a strike sometimes. And then the next one would be 1 inch on the corner or whatever, and he wouldn't call it a strike.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that a guy, and I'll tell you what happened too. The guys had the sharp breaking balls like Riley Gilliam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got fooled. Like, he gave up on pitches and they broke in the strike zone. I was like, ooh. And a couple things. I was guilty of it. I felt bad because I went to church and, like, on Sunday, I was like, man, I shouldn't have said that stuff. I was repenting about saying something to the umpire. No profanity. But I was like, man, you really, like, you got fooled right there. Both the batter and the umpire got fooled right there. But it'll be, you know, once is fine. I'm telling you, the guy missed 40 pitches Saturday night for both teams. It's hard to believe that Boston strikes can be that bad, that inconsistent.
They rotated. He wasn't there yesterday, was he?
No.
He was on the field, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yesterday wasn't great.
Balls and strikes aren't hard.
Yeah. I mean, it's harder than... No. Nope. Yeah, it is.
No.
Yes,
let me
is.
Be clear about this. I did this in... I did this several summers when I was in college. And I worked my way up to Colt League, which is high school kids. Summertime high school kids sometimes. Because we didn't have travel ball back then.
Yeah.
Balls, and especially at the higher level you go, the ball strikes are easy. I think I was very, very good at balls and strikes. But it's, I'm telling you, man, I'm convinced more now than ever. We need a computer, just a Wimbledon beep or not a beep. Here's a ball right here. Ready? All right, here's a strike. Beep. Because, man, it's
wildly inconsistent. It's awful, and it's not that hard. You're sitting, first of all, I don't know why they don't get exactly behind home plate. This cat was in the right-hand hitter's batter's box. He was closer. He was like over the chalk line of the right-hand hitter's batter's box.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, I don't like putting my hand on the catcher. If I'm a catcher, I'm like, man, I don't want another human being touching me. Like, remember Bill Cosby's thing about, will you stop touching me? But like, he was, how do you see the outside corner of the plate if you're set up and you're, the center of your body is not even on the plate? Like, you are on the chalk line in between. I know you're doing it so you don't get hit, but it seemed like me, you'd be better off right behind the catcher.
I mean, you got that protective gear on. You'd be all right.
Am I making too much of this? Because, again, it didn't cost Clemson the game. I'm not trying to say. I'm saying Florida State had just as many bad calls as Clemson. It's just amazing that when you get to that level, the level of play is so good.
Yep.
And something as simple as a ball strike. And look, it's not even the balls and strikes. They went and just reviewed simple steals at second, simple steals at third, and they reversed every single one of them almost. So you can't even tell if a guy's out on a tag. Like, yeah. What? Like, what? What are we doing?
To be fair, this is the first time you've openly complained about them on air.
Because I hadn't sat right behind home plate.
Yeah, but you've been to games. You can still see whether these calls are that bad.
Because I joke at the Cajun Cafe, when a guy on a ball's on the outside corner, they don't call a strike. I always joke. And I'm 330 feet away, right? Mm-hmm. I always joke. I could clearly see from here that's a strike. Just joking around.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, ump. I could clearly see from here, even though you're right behind a home plate.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not right behind home plate. The guy, I need someone to tell me that was there Saturday night that I'm wrong. And also, I need an experienced umpire today to tell me the advantage of setting up that far off the plate to see something on the other side of the plate. That's like, you don't like go to an art museum and say, I tell you what, I can stand right here in front of the Mona Lisa. But I'm going to go stand way over here to the side. I think I can see it better, especially the other side of Mona Lisa. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Change your perspective of it.
Like, your eyes can see really, really good straightforward.
Maybe he struggles with the inside pitch, so he wants to set up to make sure he can see that clearly.
But how about the outside pitch?
Well, maybe he's comfortable with the outside pitch.
No, he's not. I saw it all night long. He's not comfortable with it.
Turns out he's not.
No, it turns out he's not. He's wrong about that. I gotta get who the umpires were. I mean, they got it's really real, and they're in town right now, so I hope they're listening. It's really amazing how bad they are. Like, to me, when I go to see a little league baseball game and I've got a couple of high school punks out there, I expect bad balls and strikes. When I see two top 10 baseball teams at college level, I just don't expect that. Absolutely awful. You see at the major league level a little bit. Look, a block charge call with 2 6-foot-10-inch guys flying down the court, that's kind of hard. A guy sitting behind a plate watching a ball cross over, that's not hard, man. That's not hard. Especially when a ball doesn't even come close to the plate to be called a strike.
Sure.
Like, that's not difficult. I can do that. I don't know, man.
Was Monty and what's his face upset?
Both of them were barking.
Old guy?
Both of them were barking.
Old guy who took the...
Talking about Moses?
Got the record against us?
Yeah, Moses.
Good Lord, he's been around a while.
He takes forever to walk out of the mound, too, man. Like,
yeah, people were not happy with that either. Judging from
the... Actually, I'll be honest with you.
Judging from the crowd mic again.
Actually, he was faster this time than last.
People didn't love the walk out there when he's going to make a pitching change.
Yeah.
Walks out and kills time and waits until the umpire comes out and makes him do something.
He's done that for years.
Yeah, it's annoying, though.
I expect that, though.
Throw the old man out.
Nah, I expect that. All-time leading winningest baseball coach.
Oh, yeah, good for him.
When you've been coaching 902 years, you ought to win it, man.
He's coaching 900 years.
The guy's 116 years old.
It's a miraculous that he can walk out to that amount. Good for him. Looks great for his age.
He's
there when the game was invented.
He is older than Abner Doubleday.
There's
he is. He went.
If you get his rookie baseball card, then wow, watch out.
His rookie baseball card is on like a slate of rock, like the Flintstones.
but seriously, congratulations. Great record.
Yeah, that's great.
Let me tell you about Krut LED, K-R-U-T LED. They partner with Duke Power. They give you, quite simply, the best. The best LED tube lights, high bay light fixtures, parking lot light fixtures for your signs. They do all of this. And, it, man, they're going to do this at this great rebate right now. These LED tube lights at an unbelievable rebate. You are going to absolutely love it. Saving money on your power bill every single month with better lights for your employees, with better lights for your customers. All LED, DLC certified, ES certified, UL certified, 5-year warranties. Save money on your power bill. Do it with Krut LED, krutled.com. 401-8506, 401-8506. I love these guys. Love Dr. Ish Patel. These are good people, and they are very, very good at what they do, saving you money on your business and your lighting at 401-8506 or krutled.com. A short break. We'll come back. Can't wait. Have no idea what's going to go on segment two. Second segment. Can't wait for it. More after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network is proud to bring you Tigers baseball.
High, deep, headed to right, and that ball is gone.
Coach Monty Lee and the Clemson Tigers baseball team are ready to bring you a spectacular 2018 season.
Fair ball, headed for the corner.
The road to Omaha and the College World Series starts in Clemson.
Swing and a miss, ball game. Tigers win it.
And you'll hear every pitch, strike, hit, and home run on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm here with Lucian Lee of Hales Jewelers for a quick question. Lucian Trust, an overused word perhaps. Why is it still so important to Hales customers?
Hales customers get help from career professionals who are selling the finest jewelry money can buy. It's easy to see the beauty in what we sell. It really matters to us that you get what you pay for.
When it comes to jewelry, trust Hales.
Hales on Haywood Road, a little south of the mall.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
When you ride the Cat Bus, it has the triple effect of helping to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Cat Bus lessens our impact on our environment, and riding the Cat Bus helps stimulate economic growth and development by creating green jobs. Cat Bus saves money. Cat Bus saves energy. Cat Bus saves our planet. Download the Cat Bus app today or go online at catbus.com for more information. Serving Clemson, Seneca, Central, and Pendleton. Cat Bus. Cat Bus. Cat Bus. Save money. Save energy. Save the planet.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. With safe and comfortable living, along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call one of our office numbers at either 653-7717 or 654-1130. Once again, that's Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun.
Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or our classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. And that'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mother's Day is this Sunday. I want you to visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Get your mother some delicious Sherry's Berries. She's going to love it. $19.99 plus shipping and handling. This week only, I'm going to give you double the berries, $10 more. And this super popular dip caramel pretzel rod. This is amazing. You get these freshly dipped strawberries and chocolate. You're going to love it. She's going to love it. You pick your delivery date. It's guaranteed. You'll be very popular around your house. Remember this. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries, $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Remember, when you double the berries, $10 more. The gift will include an extra decadent gift of a dipped caramel chocolate pretzel or caramel pretzels. With Sundays, Mother's Day coming up, visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the mic, upper right-hand corner, type in my code 105.5. Berries.com 105.5. Very good stuff. Mother's Day is one of the most important days of the year.
Turns out when we were talking about this on Friday,
yes,
Kristen was listening.
Oh, no. So I blew your cover.
Turns out you blew my cover.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. She thought it was hilarious.
Hey, I know this is the second segment. A couple of quick things, though.
By all means.
Number one, and you can have all third segment, too, if you need it.
No. Go ahead.
Number one. I was reading an article during the break. They position themselves inside like that so they can see the bottom of the strike zone.
Because
some catchers are so tall.
Okay.
I call BS on
so
that.
So you can see around them, I guess?
But you can still see. And the catcher's going to be moving the whole time anyway, right?
Yeah.
So you can get inside and the catcher moves inside. You know, I'm just saying get behind the plate. You can see a little better.
Just get behind the plate.
The other thing is you and I talked during the break about Table Rock.
Yeah.
Zach. I know it's only 3,100 feet in the air, and I know that Everest is 29,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
To me, I think they're very similar, outside of weather. To me, when I was an hour number hour yesterday, I looked at Meredith and went, I'll be honest with you, I think this is pretty close to what Everest would feel like. Like, and actually, when I got there, I went, how many human beings have ever made Table Rock? Like, how many people my age have ever made it? Has anybody ever died up here?
There's, you know, when you're like, you get up there and there's like a false summit of sorts.
Yeah, Governor's
you're
Rock.
You're like, oh, I'm here. Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not here. No. You still got another 30 minutes.
That was base camp 3 for us. We set up tents and spent the night.
Oh, I was never so angry.
I came home and I read about Everest. And you know, it costs about $100,000 to climb Everest.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow. And it takes like, you can only do it in the month of May.
Yeah. For right now, someone's climbing Everest.
Yeah. Mm. I told Meredith yesterday, again, outside of the temperatures, I'm pretty sure that was an Everest experience. The other thing is she said, we got up there, took some pictures. I went, take all the pictures you want. We ain't coming back.
We ain't coming back.
I said, make sure check in your pockets, make sure we have everything. We didn't leave anything up there. We have no reason to go back.
Listen, if I left something up there after doing that,
I had to call Ranger Rick to go get it for me.
It was staying up there.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Right, tell me the story again
when I asked you about it to begin the show, you're like, it wasn't that bad. I was like, how are your legs afterwards? Like, they weren't too bad. That's how I walked.
It's all mental.
I was like, dang. I was so sore coming after that. We did it in February.
Oh.
Because she wanted to go and go on an adventure for Valentine's Day. And I was like, all right, let's go climb Table Rock and I'll make you a meal that night. And we walked up that thing and it was 45 degrees. It was the worst. I mean, it was the worst.
My question would be this. You passed a man who did it 8 times in one day.
Yeah, you'll see a guy's running up and down this thing with those big walking sticks in each hand going up and down. And this guy passed me going down, and then he lapped us. He couldn't come back. I was like, wow, that guy's flying. And we got up to the top, and he comes back up again, takes a look around, and starts walking. I was like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm training for a marathon. This is my 8th summit today. 8.
Dude, I would want to drive up there 8 times.
He got up and down twice in the time it took for Kristen and I to go up once, just to go up. It was ridiculous.
I'll be honest with you, Zach. I told Meredith when we got up there, I said, why don't they do this? Why don't they build the road up here and then we walk down it? That'd be a lot more fun, right?
Walking down's kind of a bear, if we're being honest. It's not as easy as you want it to be. The old gravity is not kind.
JD and Peabody said, how did Mickey's Sherpa do?
That's true.
He did great.
Did he make it out alive?
Tenzing was my Sherpa. He did great, man.
I will never do that rock climb again.
Elliot Greenwood said, Table Rock is the absolute worst joke I've ever done. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Too easy or too hard or?
I don't know. I hope it was too easy for you. Good for you, man.
Elliot and Greenville. Tell me what you mean, Elliot.
You're better than us.
No.
But why?
What gets me is man, I have the most awesome wife in the world. Right now, she's working out.
Sure. So you can say this.
But Meredith gives in to pain, man. And it's all about mental stuff. And she's yesterday said, I can't do this. So no, you can do this, man. You're in great shape. I went, what's hurting? Your legs hurting? He said, no. It's all about her mind, though.
Did you guys argue on the way up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, because you're getting up there, and then one of you doesn't want to go at that speed or a slower speed.
Was that you or was that
Kristen? We switched roles multiple times. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Hi, we're almost there. Yelling back and forth. We just take a second. Come on, we're almost there. We're going up and down. It was ridiculous.
I was doing all the motivational stuff in the world.
Oh, you were? You were just
This is our Alabama. We've already beat Miami. This is our Alabama. Hey, so it was here's how Meredith is at the gym. If you put a 10-pound dumbbell and I'd say, Meredith, you got to do 8 curls. On curl number 5 or 6, she said, oh, I can't do this. But if you do 10 pounds on there, the same weight, and you go, Mary, you got to do 16 reps. She'd do the first 12 or 13 and go, oh, I can do this. It's all in her mind, man. Her body's unbelievable. She's in great shape. But it's all in her mind. She sets this mental block. And she'll tell you this. Sets this mental block. Oh, I can't do it. So yesterday, it's all about breaking that mental block. I'm like, we got this. We can do this. We're not taking a break. We took these 2 things of water. It's like it's gone to the first mile. She's sucking that water down. I took the water from her. I'm like, no, we got to ration the water from now on.
The first time I climbed it when I was younger with my dad and my brother, we're going up. And that first overlook where you can sit down in that little gazebo kind of thing and look out? Mm-hmm. We stopped there to have a peanut butter and jelly. And this woman is walking up behind us. And she has heels on, Plyler.
No.
She's walking up Table Rock in heels. She's what is it? Maybe 10, 15 more minutes up?
No.
It's a little bit farther than that.
No. Ranger Rick talked about we did the whole thing in less than 4 hours. So we had a great pace.
You did. We were at 4.5 or something that.
And we took little Marley with us. He was a hit, man.
I'm sure he probably loved that. He was probably tired after that.
Tucker little fella.
Yeah.
You can think about his vertical climb he had from down that low.
That's true. That's very
his
true.
Body height to all this stuff. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, man. A whole lot of fun.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But while you were out trapezing through the mountains.
Yeah. I kind of wanted third segment, for, second segment, third segment, because I'm taking away your time.
We're going to squeeze in a little bit here.
I want you to have a whole segment.
I don't need a whole segment this morning. Right. I want to talk a little bit about this, and then we'll talk some golf there. A back and forth conversation in the third segment. Future Hall of Famer, our first ballot Hall of Famer, Gleyber Torres, walked off against the Indians. You missed it.
I saw the highlights.
7-4. They came all the way back again. Swept the Indians at home.
Dude, they're unbelievable.
And now Boston comes to town. The Yankees, 24-10, one game back of the AL East, somehow reigning in the Boston Red Sox, who are 27-9, still a single-digit loss team, which is ridiculous. But this is a lot of fun to watch Yankees baseball right now. 14-1 in the last 15. You had a combined no-hitter through 7 yesterday. And then, of course, the kid that's going to catch Pete Rose walks off.
Gleyber Torres.
In the bottom of the ninth.
Scoreless going to the 8th.
Yep.
They put up 4 in the top of the 8th.
Yep.
Yankees answer with 3 in the bottom of the 8th.
Correct.
Tied up top. Tied up in the bottom of the 9th. And then the 3-run homer.
Correct.
How many outs on Torres' homer?
I think it was 1 out.
Man, what an unbelievable game.
It was a shot.
Yeah.
To center.
Yeah.
An absolute shot.
Yeah. And beat a very good Cleveland team.
A very good Cleveland team. That's a very competitive team out there.
And not just beat them, but swept the Indians, right?
7-6, 5-2, 7-4.
Sound like a tennis match. Sound like Wimbledon. Beat them at Wimbledon. Won 6 in a row now. Won what do you say? I think it's 15 out of 16, isn't it? Or is it 14 out of 15? I think it's 15 out of 16.
Am I really going to count this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, it's 15 out of 16.
Yeah. Now, ESPN has...
14-1 sounds better.
Yeah, I think 15-1 sounds better than 14-1.
14-1 in their last 15 sounds better to me.
I don't know. I'll take another win. ESPN has an article out this morning, ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. And it's a real or not. The AL East is setting up for a race for the ages. And it all begins tomorrow night. Not begins. It all continues tomorrow night. That they have a three-game set with the Red Sox.
I think it's clear that these two teams seem to be the best in baseball right now.
Yes.
It's also clear that these two teams hate each other.
Yes.
After their little bench gathering.
Yes.
In the series up in Boston.
Love it.
Both teams are scorching hot coming into this. The Yankees probably a little bit more so. First pitch will be 7:05 tomorrow.
All three. Major League Baseball Network, two of them in ESPN, one of them in there. And, you know, the team they swept, now they're only 500 team. But that's the first place team in the Central.
Yeah, Central's
terrible. This is after taking 3 out of 4 from the Astros.
They did. At Houston, where you could not win a game last
right.
year. You couldn't win it at all in Houston.
I told you this about... a third of the way through the street right now. This is the best team in baseball. This team's going to win a World Series this year.
That Houston series reminded me of the playoffs last year yes. where you lose 2 down there to start.
Yes.
You come home and win 3, and you just got to win 1 down there. You got to split 1, and you couldn't do it, and that one really hurt.
It's all right, man. That's all right.
But it's a new season.
It is a new season, and this team is so stinking good.
You, of course, have perennial MVP candidate Gleyber Torres at second base.
I love it, man.
You have Didi playing out of his mind at short. I don't think he's going to play this well all season. It's not going to happen.
But he played that well last season.
He didn't play this well.
He's 25 homers.
He didn't play hitting 340. He'll play well, but he's not going to play 340. He'll play somewhere around the 310, 315. Judge Stanton Sanchez, you're going to get Bird back in a second. Clint Frazier is at AAA tearing the cover off the ball.
Andujar. Is a really good third baseman now.
This Guzman kid in his first career start throws 6 no-hit innings. Are you kidding?
Unbelievable.
Next man
he
up.
He looked great when I came in. In
relief of Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, this is a good team. It's a really good team.
Is this, I thought about this and because I've seen some comparisons.
I saw this tweet.
Is this the best team since the 98 team?
Maybe better.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Very good. I'm telling you, very good.
Dang.
When we come back, you want to talk some second segment, some stuff.
Well, we're gonna blend it a little bit. We're gonna have a conversation a little bit about Quail Hollow. Recap that. A couple different storylines I wanted to touch on with that. I think it was a fascinating weekend if you're a golf fan and an aficionado.
That golf course was firm and fast, and guys were bombing drives.
Bombing it.
I like it. I like keeping up with it. Hey, that segment right there, the good news is that my my Cavs aren't barking too much this morning. And also the good news is that the Yankees are going to be in first place at the end of Wednesday or Thursday night. Good news segment brought to you by Katichi, katichi.com. You and I are going this week sometime. Pick out your date. We're going to head over. You got a lot of baseball this week because you have Monday night baseball. You got Wednesday baseball and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then next week you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then you got the ACC. So we got to get it in. We're going to Katichi sometime soon. I might even let you go. Might even get you the baseball and let you go. But we're going over. Can't wait to see it. I had some friends go over in the last couple of weeks. They came back and they said, Mickey, every time you talk about Katichi, one of us texts the other and said, when are we going back? Now, you know that's a pretty good golf course. Like, there's a group of guys, like eight guys, and like four of them go and six of them go, four of them go, whatever. And they're like, when are we going back? I had friends that went, a whole group of guys that went about 2 weeks ago. All they talked about was the greens. All they talked about is how great the golf course is. Katichi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com, Katichi.com, right in Hartwell, Georgia. It's a short drive from right here in Clemson or Greenville or Anderson. You're going to absolutely love it. They've got so many things to offer, including great food, great golf. Get over there and play. Get over there and play the best greens. I complain about greens all the time everywhere because of the tough winter we had. I don't know how it skipped Hartwell, Georgia, how it skipped Katichi. They did a great job, those new greens. Go by and see them. Join, play. It's awesome. Just, I tell you what to do. Just go to the website this morning and just look at those scenes. Look at those pictures. I love it. Katichi.com. We'll take a short break. That's our good news segment. We'll come back. A continuation of segment number two. Zach Orr has one other thing he wants to get into. All I talked about was climbing Everest yesterday. Special shout out to Tenzing, our Sherpa. Our Sherpa was Marley yesterday. Little Sherpy little fella.
If you can make it up Everest with your significant other and not want to kill each other, you're fine. You're going to work out in the end.
Yeah. That was my own personal Everest.
That was your own personal Everest.
That was it. Like, she said this one time. She's done it one other time before. Mm-hmm. And she said this, like, why did I do this twice? I've already done it once. Like, mentally, why would you do it twice?
I don't know. I was asking myself the same question. This is your first time doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
All right. Short break. We'll come back more after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I will be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will debut on Saturday, May 5th at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis plus exciting interviews with special guests. The Kelly Gramlich Show, every Saturday at 10 a.m., brought to you by Engineered Sleep, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey Tiger fans, did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
What?
The gun show?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Take off, dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Puts me in a good mood, man. I'm sorry. Can we play that while I continue to tell the folks about Engineer Sleep? Luck at my Engineer Sleep bed last night.
For 8 some more seconds.
No middleman in this deal. So you're going to save money. So when I ask you to compare mattresses, don't do the bait and switch of $99 mattress and end up paying $1,000 for it. Just compare top end to top end and let me know how that works out for you. And get your own mattress, especially made just for you kind of deal. I love this idea. It is my great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineersleep.com. They're off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. They're making beds every single day. The men and women back there want to send a shout out to them. These people work their butts off, and they do it at a very high level, so you're going to enjoy your great night's sleep. Last night, I was so tired, I could sleep on a bed of nails, but I don't have to do that. I've got my Engineered Sleep bed. My wife, we're laying in bed, I think this is last night, and she says, boy, did we make a great decision for this bed. We have the greatest bed ever. I'm like, of course we do. We went to Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Then she tells you the whole commercial after that. Love the folks over there. Go by and see them. Also, she just sends me a text. Said, can we climb Table Rock next week? No. We're not doing that.
You can climb Table Rock next week.
Yeah, not me.
Take the dog. Have a good time.
Sorry. Sorry about the divorce.
You, the dog, and the bear.
Yeah.
You'll hear from my lawyer on Monday.
Yeah, really. Nothing like seeing a bear, though. That's cool. All right, what you got? You got the same second segment stuff for me because we bled over.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Wells Fargo this weekend. First and foremost, let's get the nonsense out of the way. Tiger Woods didn't show up this weekend. Tiger Woods' putter did not show up this weekend.
His putter didn't. He hit it really good. Like, he hit it as good as anybody in the field. You see that? He was top 10 in driving and greens and regulation, all this kind of stuff. He's great.
Saying that, but I just keep seeing him missing 6-7 footers for birdie and pars.
He putted I always say this, like Ray Charles's CNI dog, like worse than any man could ever putt. He putted like a absolute, truly just no touch. His speed was off. Everything was off the entire weekend.
You talk about CNI dog and remind me of this video I seen. I should have showed it to you this weekend. Something you would appreciate. There's this girl and she has a seeing eye dog and they're at the mall. And every time they walk past the pet store at the mall, the dog guides her into the pet store on purpose.
Oh, I love it, man. I love it.
You can see him see it. And then he just starts guiding her into the pet store.
Ah, how cool, man. How cool.
But yes, Tiger Woods was terrible this weekend. What does that say for his chances in a marquee group at the Players this weekend?
Not bad, man, because look, this is what happens to golfers all the time.
Phil played well.
He did.
Ricky played well.
Right.
I mean.
But this is what happens to golfers all the time. Like, give me a golfer. Ricky Fowler's a good golfer, sure. Right? Let me tell you what Ricky Fowler's done, like, this year. See, your putter gets hot and not hot. And it's a touch of the feel. And sometimes the green sets, you know, you like the greens, you don't like the greens. Or the golf course, you know, it suits your eye, doesn't suit your eye kind of a thing. And that's why golfers, it's so difficult to tell who's going to win. It's so difficult to tell, like, you know, how it's going to work out for you. Who knows? Like Ricky Fowler, here's a good thing for you. You could go back to Ricky Fowler this year, just in this calendar year, okay, 2018. Tie for fourth at the Tournament Champions. It's not a big field there, only 30-something players. Then he misses the cut in San Diego. Then he finishes 11th at the Phoenix Open, then misses the cut at the Honda. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is how golf is. He finishes 43rd at Houston and then finishes second at the Masters. So this is how golf is. That your putter gets hot, a couple of them go in. I mean, think about it like this. Like Tiger Woods, he makes two more putts a day, you know? Doesn't three putt from 15 feet. And that's a two-shot swing right there. So, you know, the ball goes in. What, his speed was off. I don't want to make excuses for him. He putted it terrible. I'm encouraged. His ball striking was unbelievable. Like, he's crushing it. And his iron game was phenomenal. He was top 10 in tee to green. Your putter gets hot. Putter gets hot. You know, make one little adjustment here. Go see Steve Stricker and go help your putting out again. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
The other thing I want to talk about from this weekend was Jason Day. Jason Day obviously wins the tournament at 12 under. Just his second win in the 2 years since he went wire to wire at Sawgrass TPC.
Yeah.
And was that number one. He was the world number one after that. Is this Jason Day back?
Nope.
Is this Jason Day almost back?
No, here's why. Is his back. He's got a bad back.
Because he looked good.
Jason Day, is the best athlete on tour. His swing is the most athletic swing on tour.
Mm-hmm.
His clubhead speed's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't depend on Jason Day because his back is so bad. Like, his back can go out at any time.
So this two-year slump, essentially, was his back.
Yes.
And part of it's probably his, you know, his mom was sick for a while there.
Yeah, and he had vertigo. He had all these issues.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't that like how the tour is? Like, and we're all human beings, except for umpires. Like, we're all human beings, like, we can go up and down, like, have good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jason Day, this calendar year, he won in San Diego,
yep.
Finished second at Pebble Beach, 22nd at 22nd at the Arnold Palmer tournament, 20th at the Masters, 34th in New Orleans, and he won this week. So there was nothing like the week before he played down in New Orleans. He did shoot 64 in the first round. Then 74, 67, 74, tie for 34th, and then he wins. You know, so that's just, I can't depend on Jason Day because his back can go out at any point in time. He swings at it so stinking hard, though.
You don't think he's a favorite this weekend?
Yeah, he's got to be one of the favorites. As long as Jason Day is healthy, he's always going to be in it.
Sure.
Man, when he's hitting it good, I think he's the best player. Him and Roy McIlroy, those guys that like get on rolls that like they're ripping it off the tee and their iron game is just throwing it right at it.
Like, we didn't talk about this because I talked about this with Brad a little bit, but McIlroy and his comments on the Masters, the Open, and the U.S.
Yeah.
Not great.
He kind of clarified a little bit too, though.
I understand that, but to me, all of that says is the Masters and that green jacket is in his head.
It is.
It's setting up like it Arnold is. At the PGA.
Could be, man. It's a very good point. Could be.
You want it so bad, you just can't quite get it.
Yeah, could be. I think you're right. But as he matures, he's going to win one. He's just too good not to win one.
Arnold was too good not to win the PGA.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. Like, you got to remember at golf, like, he only has one chance a year.
Yeah.
And what happens if, Sergio gets hot? Or, Patrick Reed gets hot? Or, Danny Willett gets hot? You know what I'm saying? That's how hard it is. That's the life of the tour. That's why if you win once a year, like, you're a Hall of Fame golfer.
I hate that Danny Willett won the Masters.
Danny Willett, like, but that's typical.
Well, look at the Masters photo, like, the Champions Dinner in 10 years. And you're like, who is that guy?
Like Charles Schwartzel?
Yeah.
But Schwartzel, these are good players.
Who is that?
These are good players.
Has Danny won since the Masters?
Let's look it up. We got to take a break, though. But let's look it up. I'll tell you when we come back. Also have a Sherpa comment. Hey, let me tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I know these people are awesome. I know that they do an incredible job. That these guys are so client-focused and getting you exactly what you need. Let's just call it like it is. That in the end, it's all about rates, but isn't it nice to get unbelievable rates, the best rates you can get, and at the same time, get that kind of customer service to get exactly the loan tailor-made to exactly what you need with local people right here. You go look in the eye and sit down across the desk from them and talk to them. So, yeah, I think that's amazing to be able to do that. It is my great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Call Mark Hawkins today. He's not won since then. We'll take a break, come back for more. Our